Here are some interesting alternatives for Daf Yomi. The first recording is of today's Daf from the 13th cycle, which is done within about a half an hour. And that's followed by a very fast review, about 5 minutes, allowing you to review the entire Daf quickly. Followed by the same Daf from either the previous cycle's Daf Yomi, or perhaps even from 2 cycles ago, Daf Yomi. Different ambience, usually done in greater detail. You can choose one or the other as your first Daf, the other one as a review Daf. But whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Shabbat is Daf Samachet, brought to you by Chabad Yerushalayim, a very, very exciting Daf, which begins for the first time to deal with the overall structure of Shabbat, and we're up to the mission, of course, of Samach Zayin and Beit in the new Perek Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbat. They said a very extensive general rule. The Gemara is going to ask, what does it mean to say Klal Gadol? Is that something? Is that an objective statement? A relative statement? Is it something that's applicable universal? As a universal definition of what type of klal is gadol and what type of thing is katan, and in what sense would it be gadol or katan? That's the first thing that strikes you. I mean, Mishnah doesn't use its words lightly. But anyway, here's the klal. Kol ha-shokheach ikar Shabbat. Yasam alachot harbeh b'shabbatot harbeh. Let's say somebody forgot the concept of Shabbat. And he did many different melachot on Shabbat, over many different Shabbatot, never once finding out in between.
What's the word? I forgot it.
We'll talk about that. And he did this on many different Shabbatot, many different melachot. What's the bottom line? What did he forget that led him to all of this? He forgot about Shabbat. So that's one shogeg. And therefore that one shogeg is mechayevim one chatat, despite the fact that each Shabbat was different and each melacha was different. On the other hand, if he's aware of the fact that there's a concept called Shabbat, Yodei Kar Shabbat, V'yasa melachot harbei b'shabbatot harbei, and he just forgot it was Shabbos. Now that happens. Just forgot. Just didn't have in mind that it's Shabbat. Next Shabbat, same thing happens. Then he doesn't have in mind that it's Shabbat. He does many different melachot over these various Shabbatot that he's forgotten. There, we consider each Shabbat to be a different error. Because he knows about Shabbat. And in between each Shabbat, now there's two ways to understand this. In between each Shabbat, it was certainly possible for him to relate to the days of the week. I mean, for heaven's sakes, he knew at one point during the week that it was Tuesday. Now, the fact that he didn't work out, oh, really, Tuesday, gee, I must have lost today somewhere. And he didn't say to himself, oh my God, that means that I was Mechal Shabbat. That he doesn't realize. Okay, so now that we've celebrated for a moment our double 80th birthdays here, start planning for the bar mitzvah. Okay. All right, so let's go back again. One way of understanding what happens here is that since the person needs to be mityaches to the days of the week, and that's something that could easily have caused him to realize, if he paid attention, that next week is another Shabbos, and the previous week was another Shabbos, and he made a mistake, but he doesn't think about it. Okay. But what that means is that the mistake about Shabbat number 2 and Shabbat number 3 is not dependent on having made the mistake on a previous Shabbat, you see. And if that's the case, each one should be measured as a separate mistake. If what we're looking for is error in terms of Shigoga, then this is a different error. Okay. Now that's one way of understanding the Mishnah, which is the way the Ran approaches the Mishnah. Rashi learns a slightly different point, according to which, in general, when somebody finds out about a chet in between, no matter what it was, that yidia is immediately the chiyuv of the previous chatat, now starts a new cheshbon. So any actual correction means that now you've got to make a new mistake. What Rashi says is that this is considered to be a yidia beidadayim, which is subtly different than the Ran. We're going to see more about this later. Tosfos disagrees with all of these pshat, because the Gemara brings a pasuk. And the pasuk indicates that each Shabbat is the equivalent of something different. Because it's wrong to think that all that we're interested in is in the type of chet. So for instance, let's say that someone sleeps with a nida, that's the classical case, and then sleeps with another nida. Now, he doesn't know anything about the nidot. So you'd say there's only one mistake. Not true. Gufim or mechalkim. Different bodies are different sins. There's only one chet in the Torah. That doesn't matter. In that same sense, Shabbatot or Mechalkot. Now, that has nothing to do with what you could have known. You're in Mityachis in the days of the week. Nothing to do with the Ram. Nothing to do with Rashi. So there may be a completely different approach here. Again, we're going to see lots and lots of subtleties in the Gemara about this issue. And in general, we have to figure out something very profound here, which is the mechanisms of structures of mind. That's what it's really about. Because there's layers upon layers of how it is that we are Mityachis to making decisions, determining what it is that we're going to do. And therefore, when we're talking about, so what was the mistake? Mistakes can be made on many levels. Now, suppose a person doesn't know that this is a particular Isser Malacha, but he also doesn't know that it's Shabbat. What was the mistake? Had he known that it was the Malacha, he still would have done the Malacha. He didn't know it was Shabbat. If he'd known it was Shabbat, he still would have done this because he knew it was Malacha. So was the mistake on each Malacha separately, because there were three Malachot that he didn't know was the mistake on the Shabbat? Which layer do we look at? Which, by the way, if you think about it, is why we need to relate to the entire sugya in terms of klal and klal gadol. That really turns out to be the point. Because the question is, what structures are broader in the mind and what are less broad? And the Gemara is going to point out that all of Shabbat is constructed around rules and sub-rules. And that's the concept of avot and melachot. Avot and toladot. And it's because of that, that's one of the approaches in the Gemara for why it is that we want to structuralize the perek in this fashion of klal gadol, then a lesser klal, and we'll see, because that may well be an insight into the way that we're making the mistakes that we're making in the Mechayev of the Korban Chatos. So with that introduction, it becomes a very, very powerful perek. And therefore, let's go once again to the Mishnah. Klal gadol amur Shabbat. You forget the ikar Shabbat, that it doesn't matter how many melachot you did. It doesn't matter on how many Shabbatot you did those melachot. Since the only thing that your mind was aware or not aware of was the existence of the concept called Shabbat, then that is the sole focus of your error, which is the Chet Shgagah, and therefore that is what you're chayav on, one korban. On the other hand, if you were aware of Shabbat, but wasn't aware that this day is Shabbat, then even if you do harbei melachot, if you do them at Shabbatot harbei, since the mistake was the Shabbat, you're chayav al kol Shabbat for Shabbat. Now how about if you know about Shabbat, and you know that today is Shabbat, but you didn't know that the following three melachot, let's say, were also. So then, if you do melachot harbei, b'Shabbatot harbei, you would be chayav on every single av melacha separately, which doesn't mean that you would not be chayav on every tolda separately. It just means that you would not be chayav on two toldot of the same av separately, which is why we stress al kol av melacha melacha. Ha'oseh melachot harbei me'in melacha achat, and that indeed is the point. If you did two melachot or three melachot, but they were all basically subcategories of the same concept, which can be done in many different ways. So then you would only be chayav one chatat, because each category is one element of relating to the concept of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, what is the meaning of the word klal gadol? What makes it gadol? My time atana klal gadol. Is it because later on we're going to have od klal acher? So since we have another, less powerful klal later on, which does not contain as many details, nor is it as general a rule about Shabbat as a whole, because later on we're just going to be talking about the shiur of hotza'ah, what is considered to be chashuv in terms of carrying on Shabbat. So maybe this, relative to that, is a broader rule, and therefore we call it klal gadol. Is that the reason? So therefore, since there's an od klal acher, tana klal gadol, which would explain something, and that is by Masechet Shviit, we also find the strange construct of klal gadol, but we also find over there od klal acher. And indeed, the klal gadol in Shviit has more detail of to what does Shviit apply, kol shumachal adam, machal b'meimah, or et seva, and it's not mitkayim ba'aretz. And it's mitkayim ba'aretz. So then it has, not mitkayim ba'aretz. So then it has kedusha, but it also has biur. The next klal talks about things that have kedusha, but is mitkayim ba'aretz, therefore does not have biur. So it has a broader range of yes or no, the first one, relative to the second one. And maybe this is a good approach. It explains both Masechet Shabbat and Masechet Shviit. Okay? So since in Masechet Shviit, nami, b'shum tekboi levit ne'ot klal acher, since we want to know about another lesser rule, therefore the opening rule is klal gadol. Well, by maaser, We also have a Od Klal Acher, and that Od Klal Acher is indeed more limited than a Klal Amru B'Maaser, which talks about various things that are Chayav in Maaser. And how come in Maaser it doesn't say Klal Gadol in the opening one if it's only a function of the relative breadth of a Klal within the particular sugya that it's addressing? Omer Rav Yossi Bar Ovin, look, there's got to be another reason here. I would suggest that maybe we don't talk about the structure of Klal and Prat in such very careful ways in any sugya that isn't arranged in itself by rules, sets, and contents. So if you have, let's say, like by Shabbat, you have Avot and Toladot. But you have that by Shemitah as well. You have four Avot by Shemitah, which are the four ways, the four Iker ways, the Zriya, the Ketira, and so on, Chamisha, that you do on the Karka. And then you have the various things that are included that are lesser Isurim that the Rabbanan had. Not exactly the same as Avot and Toladot and Shabbat, but nonetheless, it's arranged according to a structure of sets and subsets. So maybe only over there we actually will apply a adjective to the set. This is a broader set. This is a lesser set. So the sugyas that are arranged in sets, we're more makbet to define the set, mashenking ma'aser, which is not arranged in the sets, where we do not have avot v'toladot. So therefore, Shabbat u'shviti pa'avot v'toladot tana gadol. Maaser, the let pa'avot v'toladot lo tana klal gadol. And that, I think, is a beautiful explanation, says Rav Yossi. It is, but what about according to Bar Kapora? Bar Kapora's Girsa and his, remember that Bar Kapora wrote an alternative Mishnah to Rebbe's. And we have Rebbe's Mishnah, but the truth is in Bar Kapora's structure, which of course to us became part of or one of the Tosefot, but his Girsa is Klal Gadol and Maaser. So how are you going to explain according to him? Why does it say Klal Gadol if there's no Avot for Toladot? If the use of an adjective in sets is determined only by the sugya that is makbid on sets, there'd be no excuse for Bar Kapora to use the word klal gadol. Now, as the Ramban points out, okay, so what? I mean, we have our original approach. The original approach is that it's relative. It doesn't mean anything objective about the nature of sets. So why can't we still do that according to Bar Kapora? So Ramban explains, look, I mean, the point is that Rav Yossi is making a profound statement here about the usage of adjectives on sets. To say that, well, but there's other reasons. I mean, we're looking for something fundamental that could be applied across the board. It doesn't make sense that, oh, it just so happens that Bar Kapora has taken a different approach to the sugya of sets. Very hard to believe. I mean, who is Rav Yossi to turn that into a machlokas between Bar Kapora and all the other Mishnayos of Rebbe? So therefore, we're looking for some other approach that would be broad enough to include everyone. Because after all, by Maaser, my Avot, who my Toladot Ika. Therefore, I suggest, says the Melech Tzelelav, Hainu Taima, it's all about the importance of the sugya, not the structure of the sugya. In other words, since we're talking about something, which is very chomor, and that's Shabbat, so a klal gadol, that's because gadol onashol shel Shabbat yoter mishol shviit. Look, it's all relative, okay? Shabbat is more chomor in the sense of being broader than shviit is. So we have a broader klal, because after all, Shabbat applies irregardless of whether something is connected to the ground or not. It just applies across the board. The Isurim of Shviit, the Avot, the Ladot, are all talking about things that are attached to the ground. Once they're not attached to the ground, then do whatever you want with them in Shviit. So therefore, it's a lesser rule. So ilu shviit betalush leta, and only b'mechubar ita. Now, on the other hand, the breadth of the application of shviit is more gadol than maaser. Gadol on chesha shviit yoter min maaser. Why? Because shviit applies to things that are ma'akal adam, ma'akal behima, but maaser applies only to ma'akal adam and not to ma'akal behima. Leta. And according to Bar Kapora, why did it say Klal Gadol B'Maaser? According to this approach, it's not because of any fundamental difference. It's simply because Bar Kapora is stretching the relativistic elements of the value of the Godo or Katan Yoter. Because what he is saying, well, you could say that Maaser is broader than Peah. So over there we could say Gadol on Shosha Maaser Yoter Mishal Peah. Maaser would apply even to figs and vegetables. Whereas Pe'ah does not apply to figs and vegetables. Why is that? That's not. Klal Amru B'Pe'ah. The general rule of what applies in Payam, this of course is the lowest klal in this relativistic structure, therefore it's not a klal gadol. And what is that rule? Koshu ochel nishmar gidulo min haaretz lekikato keachat machnisor lekiyum chayav bepayam. Now what is each one of those words referring to? Okay, what's the rule? Give me an application. What would it exclude? Okay. Koshu ochel. Okay. That would mean sfiche satis v'kutza, which are types of dyes. There's no din of payah. Nishmar. Nishmar means somebody cares about it. He puts up a watchman. Puts up a fence. Okay. Then if it's hefker, that's not chayim in payah. Gidulo min haaretz. Okay. If it's mushrooms, truffles, they're not gidulo min haaretz. They're fungi. And therefore, they're not chayim in payah. You gather them all at one time. Oh, that excludes figs, because what's unique about figs is that they mature over the entire fig time, which is called the kayetz. Of course, kayetz is the word for fig, gathering figs. And machnisolekiyum, it has to be storageable over the long term, which, of course, the one thing you cannot store is vegetables. And therefore, lamute yerek. But by maaser, the rule is, kalalam ruba maaser, which according to Bar Kapora is a klal gadol, because it includes more than peyam. So by maaser, it says, koshu ochel v'dishmar v'gidulo min haaretz chayav b'maaser, but it will not exclude the kitoka okeachat, it will not exclude things that are not machnisolekiyum, lo tznan, and therefore, we have a simple explanation of Gadol v'Katan in the sense of the breadth of the rule as compared to other sugyas rules. Okay, now let's get back to our Mishnah. So our first general understanding was that anybody who forgot Ikar Shabbat, he doesn't know anything about Shabbat now. Say Rav and Shmuel, well, that means somebody who doesn't know about Shabbat. It would mean somebody like a tinok, this child grew up dancing with the wolves. He never knew anything about Shabbat. Or a ger, this is a ger from South Pacific island, never met a Jew in his life, has no idea what Shabbat is all about. And all of a sudden he meets somebody, becomes a ger, but didn't hear about Shabbat. But anybody who would be, he hear, once he knew about Shabbat, forgetting about Shabbat, that doesn't bother you from not knowing by next Shabbat that it was Shabbat. Because it's all very nice to forget that it's Shabbat. But you now could have remembered for next Shabbat. So you're still going to be chayav. I'll call Shabbat for Shabbat, according to us. Because in that case, it's the equivalent of forgetting that today is Shabbat. To say, I forgot formally and finally that there's such a thing as Shabbat. What do you mean formally and finally? It was Nogea next Shabbat. You could have remembered at that point that there's a concept called Shabbat. So don't view that as one fundamental error in your life. You've got to renew that forgetting every week, and therefore it's a separate shogeg every Shabbat.
But you knew it once.
Because you knew it once. You could have remembered this week too, couldn't you?
Well, why would you assume something that would make him remember?
Because Shabbat relates to... Moshe's point is a good point, and that is this. In the same way, at least according to Rashi, it's a very good point, because in the way that Rashi understands each Shabbat being separate, why, says Rashi, because, it's as if you found out about it in between. So if that's the case, and Rashi himself is mityaches to this early on, if that's the case, if every Shabbat, even though, I thought Shabbos was Sunday, so I thought the next Sunday was Shabbos, but it's impossible. You didn't hear something about the day of the week. Therefore, should have figured out that in retrospect, whoops, I made a big boo-boo. But you just didn't think about it. Well, could you not say the same thing about that? You forgot about Shabbat. And, everybody's talking about next Shabbat. Shabbat. Oh, yeah, right. Uh-oh. You could have done the same thing. So Rashi himself points out there's a big difference between being mityaches to the days of the week, which is unavoidable under normal circumstances, than to say that the guy was learning in yeshiva in the second Shabbat that week and he should have remembered it was Shabbat. Why? Just because days have passed, why would that make you remember Shabbat? So that's not a given. But the point that we think, we're going to change our mind, but the point that we think Rav and Shmuel are making is that catalysts of information that is in your brain, each time the catalyst is ignored, is a separate shigar. And the fact is that the coming of Shabbat should catalyze something in you to relate to it. If it doesn't, then that is still, maybe it's passive, but it's still a new shagaga. Albeit there's a difference between, so to speak, the first time you forgot and then not remembering. But who's to say that that makes a difference? La halakha. So you further ignore the catalyst. Ignoring a catalyst is the equivalent of a shigaga. That's how... It's Shabbos, so does that mean something to you or does it not? Saturday. Hello? It's Saturday. Oh, no.
You don't smell the chili?
Right. I remember something about that. Okay, so if that's the case, it's also considered to be a new shigaga. And therefore, it's true that the shigaga, the catalyst, is the coming of Saturday. So it's really the equivalent of not taking Saturday into consideration. So a new Saturday is a new shigoga, and therefore forget about each malacha. Okay, fine, I'm not chayav on each malacha, but at least it should be chayav on every Shabbat. So it's like, I don't understand, how do you fit that into the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, ha-shokheach ikar Shabbat. Now to forget something means you have to know it, doesn't it? So if I forget ikar Shabbat, doesn't that mean, there needed to be something I forgot. Well, what did you forget? Says the Gemara, no, that is not necessarily the meaning of HaShokheach, at least not according to us, because according to Rav and Shmuel, Shokheach is not responding to something that you ought to know. That's the point. And over here, the meaning of Kol HaShokheach Ikar Shabbos is, it was forgotten. That is to say, it was Shachuach Mimenu Ikar HaShabbat. Because, again, if not remembering, according to our approach in Rav and Shmuel, passively not remembering is considered to be a shigaga, then taking that one level down, initial forgetting, it could be never having known. That's the point. In other words, I'm using the word differently. So that's what to me means shikha. Okay, then let me ask you something. What are you saying, Robin Schwartz? You're saying that if a person had originally known and then forgot, what would be the din? You're saying, chayav kol Shabbat v'Shabbat. So then can you explain to me why the heck the Mishnah doesn't say that? Isn't that a bigger chiddush than what the Mishnah says? The Mishnah says you have to actively forget that this is a new forgetting the next Shabbat. Why say that case? You could say a simple case. Adatani ayodea ikar Shabbat. Instead of bringing a case where you did remember about Shabbat today, you remembered about Shabbat, you just forgot that today was Shabbat. V'yatzam lakot arbei v'shabbatot arbei chayav akot Shabbat v'shabbat. According to you, we can say a tremendous chiddush. Anybody who ever knew that there was such a thing called Shabbat is chayav on every single Shabbat because he ignores the catalyst. Kol shekein, if he actually knows all about Shabbat today and he's giving classes in school to his kindergarten kids about who's going to be the imash or Shabbat HaShavua, and then he forgets it Shabbat. For God's sake, you don't think that that's good enough forgetting to be b'chayav on the Shabbat? So the Mishnah has to take that crazy case. It could have taken a much more subtle case. According to Rav and Shmuel, we're ignoring the subtleties here. So Adatoni Hayodei Yikar Shabbat V'yasam Lachot Habei V'Shabbatot Habei Chayav Kol Shabbat V'Shabbat. Instead of saying that case, don't you think it makes more sense to say the bigger Kiddush? Litme, Hikir Ulubasov Shachach, and then I'd say to myself, my God, Kol Shekein. That case, if you literally forgot that today is Shabbat, is it Kol Shekein, huh? Well, when it says in the Mishnah, Hayodea Ikar Shabbat, and then Shachach, what it's saying is that Mi Shahaya Yodea Ikra Shal Shabbat, Vishachacha. So that is what it means. Iker Shabbat, he once knew about Shabbat and forgot it. So that's what the second case in the Mishnah is, that Hayodea Ikar Shabbat V'yasam Alachot Harbei V'Shabbatot Harbei. The Mishnah doesn't specify what you forgot, does it? I mean, we were the ones who jumped to the conclusion that Hayodea Ikar Shabbat V'yasam Alachot Harbei V'Shabbatot Harbei Chayav Akot Shabbat V'Shabbat necessarily means he forgot that it was Shabbat. Who's to say that that's what he forgot? Maybe the point is that he forgot about Shabbat.
You need significance?
Yeah, he forgot about Shabbat. He forgot the concept. I knew it and I forgot it. Then this rule clicks in right away. That's how Rav and Shmuel say. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So it includes that rule.
I'd be surprised.
To Moshe Forman? Easy.
Has the meaning of Shabbat or...
Okay, but then let me ask you something. Suppose, if this is the meaning of the Mishnah, what does that imply about knowing, remembering that it's Shabbat? What would be the din? Lo shakhamai. You remember all about Shabbat now, actively, consciously. And all you're doing is forgetting that it applies today. So that's worse. That's what you're saying. You're saying that's worse. Well, if that's worse, then that would mean in that case, you'd be chayav in every single malacha. Because if it doesn't mean that, okay, then you should have actually said the whole thing together. You should have made it very clear that, you know, even then you'd still only be chayav on every Shabbat. So that means that you're saying, my, chayav hakol melacha melacha, so then we got a problem. Because then instead of saying, hayodeya shu Shabbat, the asam melachot arbei b'shabbatot arbei, which is obvious, oh, today is Shabbos. Oh, I know all about Shabbos. There's 36 melachas you're not allowed to do. And then you go ahead and you do the three that you don't know about. Okay. All right, so then that means that you're chayav on these melachas, you're saying. So then if that's the case, instead of saying that case that you're chayav in every malacha, litnei hayodea ikar Shabbat, all you need to do is say, I remember about Shabbos. That's all you need to do. And then, kol shekein ha'adar, I forgot this malacha and this malacha, that's not the point. You're saying, even if I didn't know it was Shabbos, but I know all about Shabbos, you're saying you'd be chayav in every single malacha if you know all about Shabbos. I know all 39 malachas. I'll be chayav in all 39 malachas. I just didn't know that today is Saturday. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah. But shouldn't it have said that according to Rav Shmuel? It's tremendous chiddush. So forget it. I mean, this doesn't work out in the Mishnah. Obviously, the Mishnah is talking about when it says you forgot it was Shabbos, and the first rule you once knew. Not like what we said about Rav Shmuel. And the Mishnah is talking about Ikir Lebesov Shachar. And Rav and Shmuel agree that if you knew about Shabbat and then you forgot, of course you would be chayav. The chiddush of Rav and Shmuel is not that only the case of a tinak shenishba. The chiddush of Rav and Shmuel is even a case of tinak shenishba. In other words, Rav and Shmuel look at the Mishnah and they say, oh, it says you forgot it was Shabbos. Well, no, the poor tinak shenishba never knew about Shabbos, so he had nothing to forget. So according to him, he wouldn't be chayav at all. So we'd say, well, didn't he make a mistake? No, he didn't make a mistake. He's, for all intents and purposes, less than a shogeg. He's like an onus. He never heard of it. What did you want out of me? I'm supposed to figure out that life ends once a week? How do I know I'm not supposed to turn on the TV once a week? Some normal individual is going to think of such a thing on his own. You're going to be out of your mind. So obviously, you can't expect him to figure this out on himself or to ask somebody, by the way, is there a day of the week in which I'm not allowed to turn on my TV? Why would anybody think such a thing? So Mamele, he is called Omer Mutar. He's a guy who says, what do you want from my life? So according to that, you would think he's an onus gomer. Kamashma and Rav Shmuel, even that is considered to be a irresponsible forgetting. Because you could have found out. And when you don't know anything about life, you want to find out about it. So go find out. So you're a Gershonit Gayer. So go find out. So what are the rules of being a Gershonit Gayer? You just rediscovered your identity after being the head of the anti-Semitic party. Go to the local Chabad house. All right? So, well, that's what happened. Yeah. I mean, there, you'll get more than Tayag Mitzvahs, but at least the Tayag, at least the Tayag. So in any event, that's what Rav Shmuel was saying, that afilu tinok shenishba ben anochrim, the gershenit gayer leben anochrim, is the equivalent of ikar lesof shachach domi v'chayev, and that's what they were coming to. They were not coming to limit the Mishnah, and on the contrary, they're coming to expand the implications of the Mishnah to include even an Omer Mutter. Whereas, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan and Rishon Lakish la'alok argue on Rav Shmuel, and they say the Mishnah means exactly what it says. Dafka ikir lesof shachach, but a tinok shenishba ben anochrim, and a gershenit gayer leben anochrim, is indeed Potter, Meitzvah. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbat. Now here we've got a brayta that expands upon the Mishnah. It sounds innocuous at the beginning. Kol HaShocheach Ikar Shabbat V'Yatzam Lakot Arbei B'Shabbatot Arbei Einor Chayav Ala Akat. And here's where we get into trouble. Ketzad, what do we mean by this case? Well, a Tinok Shenishba Levein Anochrim and a Ger Shenitgayer Ben Anochrim V'Yatzam Lakot Arbei B'Shabbatot Arbei. So, a ger is considered, or never heard about Shabbat, tinok shenishba levein anochrim, is chayev only one chatat, no matter how many Yisrei Shabbat he did. Of course, he would be chayev al hadam, achat, al achelav achat, or on all of the Yisrei karet achat, al avodah zarah achat. Munbaz, however, is poter. Let's first finish the brayta. So Monbaz says, I disagree, a tinok shenishba is patur. The kachaya Monbaz dan lifnei Rabbi Akiva. And Monbaz, to support his theory, actually explained to Rabbi Akiva where he got this from. Why would a tinok shenishba be actually patur? Well, he said to Rabbi Akiva like this. We find in the posek that a mezid is considered to be a chote. But we also find that a shogeg is called a chote. So it says, nefesh ki techata v'shama kol ala. And over there it's talking about you knew the testimony, and you say, I don't know anything about it. So that means in actively avoiding your responsibilities, you're called a chote. But it also says the same exact word about nefesh ki techata v'shkaga. So now there's chet, the mezit chet v'shogeg, and therefore, I say that in exactly the same way, by definition, a mezid has to have known about it, because how else could it be a mezid, okay? So the mezid, aitalo yidia, then that would mean that the shogeg would only be called a chote if he at least has that yidia. Says Rabbi Akiva, sure, Monbaz, my friend. Let's take it one step further, okay? Now, let me be mosif al dvarecha. A mezid is, by definition, aware of what he's doing at the time that he does it. And therefore, a shogeg should also have to be aware of what he's doing at the time that he does it. I mean, it's a natural extension. After all, the Torah is comparing the two. Which is idiotic. So your logic breaks down. Reductio ad absurdum. So therefore, let's see whether this holds water. Says Monbastim, yes, thank you very much. You happen to be completely right, and I appreciate the additions that you have made to my limud. You're brilliant. Hey, Koshkin Shosafta, yes, indeed, I appreciate that. Of course, the Gemara later on is going to ask, what? So obviously, Monbaz had some further extension of the concept of shogeg in mind. And this was a little bit of a trick in which Dafka, by putting it as he put it, he really, we all sit there dumbfounded, and now we really need to think about what he's saying. Rabbi Akiva says back to him, what? But Lidvorecha, then that, isn't that called amazed? I don't understand. So we're going to have to figure out what they're arguing about. But anyway, what's important to us, it says over here at Tinok, okay, Tinok, Shanishka Levin HaNochrim, and it fits what Rav and Shmuel, we now understand Rav and Shmuel to be saying, that a tinok shenishba is not an ones. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who hold that an omer mutter is potter, how do we understand this brayta? Says Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, what's so bad about following Monbaz? Fine, you're right. But, I mean, is there not the Shita Monbaz who says that you're potter? So Anandam Rinan Kemonbaz. We indeed agree with Monbaz, and a Tinok Shanishba is in fact not included because of Monbaz's limud. And tomorrow we'll go more deeply into the discussion between Monbaz and Rabbi Akiva. Oh, Gadul Amru b'Shabbat. Kol ha-shokheh kikar Shabbat v'yatsam lakot arbe b'Shabbat tot arbe. Eno chayav alakatat achat ha-yodea ikar Shabbat v'yatsam lakot arbe b'Shabbat tot arbe. Chayav kol Shabbat v'Shabbat ha-yodea shu Shabbat v'yatsam lakot arbe b'Shabbat tot arbe. Kol av melakha u'melakha. Kol se melakot arbe me'in melakha achat eno chayav alakatat achat. Now my time at Tana Klal Gadol. Later on, Od Klal Acher, which is less broad. So, relative to that Klal, Tana Klal Gadol, which would explain why by Shvius we also have a Klal Gadol, because later on it says, Od Klal Acher, which is less broad. So, the opening Klal in Shvius is also called Klal Gadol, but by Meiser we have the same Od Klal Acher, but it doesn't open with a klal gadol. It just opens with klal amru b'maaser, which we're going to see later on. Reb Yezi bar Avin, well, I guess it's because of the structural issue. Shabbat v'shvi'i d'idbu avot v'toladot. So they are arranged in a set fashion. So then we have to be mityaches to gadol. How big is the set? So tana gadol, maaser d'let b'avot v'toladot, lo tana klal gadol. Oh, but then how would you explain Bar Kapara, the Tani Klal Gadol b'Maaser? So why would he use that word? It's got to be some simpler explanation. A lot of Einar Taima. Gadol, meaning relative, Shabbat relative to Shviyas, is broader. Because Gadol and Shabbat yoter b'shal Shviyit, deal Shabbat ita ben betalush ben b'mechubar, where Shviyit betalush leta, b'mechubar ita. Gadol and Shviyit yoter min ha-maaser, because Shviyit ita ben b'machal adam, ben b'machal b'ima. Maaser would apply only to machal adam, not to machal b'ima. And Bar Kapara, who uses Klal Gadol and Maaser, he would be taking a lesser difference, but still relative to Peya. Gadolon and Shoshim Maaser Yoter Mishal Peya. The Ilu Maaser Ita even on a Teina V'Yerek, whereas Peya does not apply to Teina V'Yerek, as we could see from the Mishnah. The Tanan Klalam Rabbi Peya Koshu Ochel Nishmar Gidulam and Aretz, and here it adds Ul Kitato Kachat Umach Disol Kiyum Chayav BePeya. Now analyze this. Ochel is lamute esvichis satis v'kutza, which are dyes. Nishma is lamute efker. Gedulam in aretz is to be mamayat fungi. Likitato kachachat is mamayat teina. Machnisho lekiyum is mamayat yerek. But if you take a look at maaser, the klal gadol of bar kaparar, the klal of maaser, is koshu ochel v'nishma v'gedulam in aretz chai v'maaser. It doesn't say anything about limiting it to likitato kachat and machnisho lekiyum. And that would explain the same usage by Bar Kappa or anybody else of the concept of Gadol v'Katan. Rav Shmuel, talk about the opening of our Mishnah, Vayod Shocheach Iker Shabbat, to be referring to a Tinuk Shenishba Levein HaNochrim or a Ger Shenidgayer Levein HaNochrim. But according to Rav Shmuel, Iker Levesov Shachach would be Chayav HaKol Shabbat V'Shabbat. Now how do you read that in the Mishnah Esther Maratonan? HaShocheach Iker Shabbat, doesn't that mean, I mean, to forget something you had to know it once, didn't you? Lav Da'ayta Lo Yediyami Ikara? No. A shokheach, according to this approach, would mean shokhuach from the beginning, ikar Shabbat. Meaning, aita shkucha mimenu ikara Shabbat. Okay, but then the implications are that if he kir ulabesov shachach, then for ignorance, any catalyst of that initial yediyah, the din would be that you'd be chayev, so you should be chayev akol Shabbat for Shabbat, each one being a separate catalyst. If that's the case, atatoni hayodea ikar Shabbat ve'asam alachot arbe b'Shabbatot arbe chayev akol Shabbat for Shabbat, and you could have said something much more powerful. Litni ikir lebesov shachach kol shekein ha, and who says that's not what it says? My hayodea ikar Shabbat means haya yodea ikrash Shabbat for shakha. That's exactly what it would mean according to Rav Shmuel. Oh yeah? So then what would be the din of lo shakha mai? You'd be chayav on every single malacha, okay? Even though you didn't know that today was Shabbos. So then hadutani hayodea shushabbat v'asam alakot arbe b'shabbatot arbe chayav alakot malakha malakha. That's not true. It's just Hayodei Ikar Shabbat, Kol Shekein. If it was, you knew about everything but that it's Shabbos, Kol Shekein, I mean the Malachot. Ela Matnitin, you're right. We have a misunderstanding here. Matnitin ki Ikir Lebesov Shachach, and Ram and Shmuel would agree that that's the same as Kiko Lebesov Shachach, Tommy. But Haki, it been that Ram and Shmuel, number 12, even, not only, even a tinach shenish bevein anochrim and a ger shedid gayer levein anochrim, which you might have thought was even less than the situation in Mishnah, therefore would be potter, is included as a hikir lebesov shachach dami in chayev. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish damer davar, no, you had to have once known to be chayev at all. Dafkir ker lebesov shachach, but a tinach shenish bevein anochrim or a ger shedid gayer levein anochrim is totally patur because the Omer Mutter is ka'onus meite. Klal gadol amru b'shabbat kol ha'shocheach ikar Shabbat v'yassa malachot arbe b'shabbatot arbe eno chayav ala achat keitzat. Tinok shenishba levein anochrim v'ger shenitkayer levein anochrim v'yassa malachot arbe b'shabbatot arbe eno chayav ala achat achat v'chayav ala adam achat v'al chelav achat v'al avodah zarah achat u'mon baz poter v'kach haya mon baz dan lifnei Rabbi Akiva ho'elu meizit korechote v'shoge korechote. Ma mezid means by definition shaitalo yediya. Av shogeg means shaitalo yediya. Omalo Rabbi Akiva, and let's take the next logical step. Areini mosif on dvarecha. A mezid means by definition that he haitalo yediya b'shat maaseh, and it's compared to shogeg. So the shogeg has to also have yediya b'shat maaseh. Omalo said monbastem, you're brilliant. Hey, that's koshik and shosafta al dvarecha. Thank you. I'm a huh? But meanwhile, getting back to our sugya, that ketzad tinok, so that bishlam al rav and shmo, fine. But according to Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Shimon Malakish, what are you going to do with this expansion on our Mishnah? Amelach Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Shlok, what's wrong with Monbaz's approach? Lav miika Monbaz de patar, anan de amrinan ke Monbaz. The foundation of this mission is an analysis of the meaning of the chatos that you're bringing for a shkoga on Shabbos. Because the mashmos is that, since the Torah tells you, al shigigas so, so the implication is that the chatos is coming for the shogig, not for the chet. So that means that we don't analyze the chatoyim that were done, we analyze the shagogas that were done. So there's many different ways that one can be mechal Shabbos. Ways in which you're doing the Avera, you may be doing 100 Averas, because you did 100 different Maisim of Chil Shabbos, and still only b'chayev one chatas. Or there may be ways in which you can be chayev on every melacha, because you made a different mistake on every one of them. So therefore, if you think about it, there's essentially three ways that you can go about being Mechal Shabbos. You can forget about the Isser of Shabbos. You can forget about the fact that today is Shabbos. And you can forget about the fact that this particular Malacha is Aser to do on Shabbos. So the Mishnah is coming to differentiate between these three types of Shigogas. So if you forget that there is such a thing as Shabbos, then that was one Shigogas. So no matter how many Shabbosos you would be Mechal, and no matter how many different ways you would do that chilul, your shogeg was one shogeg, and that's what you're responsible for. If you forgot that today was Shabbos, then each day that you forgot was a new shigaga. If you forgot that the malacha was asr on Shabbos, then each malacha was a separate shigaga, and you could be chayav to the maximum number of different types of malachas, which would be 39 separate korbanos. Therefore, we said the following major general rule. Major general rule. This is a klal gadol in Shabbos, and that is kol hashochach ikra Shabbos. You forgot about the din of Shabbos. Yasam alachot arbei b'Shabbatot arbei. You do a lot of different malachas on various different Shabbosos. Edo chayav alachatas achas. You're only chayav one chatas for that one shigog. Hayodei ikra Shabbos. If you knew, however, of the din of Shabbos, yasam alachot arbei b'Shabbatot arbei, and you forgot over here the fact that it was Shabbos. Then, even though you did many different malachas, if they were done on separate Shabbos, it's chayav al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. You would be chayav on each Shabbos separately. Why really are you chayav on each Shabbos separately? So the way that I presented it to you, it's not really Rashi's pshat, although it may be that it incorporates Rashi's pshat as well. The way that I explained it to you was really going according to Tosfos. In that we learn out that Shabbos, we learn out from the Pasuk that each Yom is considered to be a separate din of Shabbos. But there's another concept that's involved in Shkogos. So let's say that you're talking about doing a shogeg where clearly not each yom is the same, or each year. You have one piece of chalev. You're eating chalev b'shkoga. You're eating 10 kizesim of chalev b'shkoga, because this piece is 10 kizesim big. So there too, you're only going to bring one korban chatas. Why? We only bring one korban chatas. We don't say that each mice is a new mice of achilas chalev. Because the shigaga, or the lack of knowledge that this was chalev, still boils down to one. If, however, between your first bite and your second bite, somebody told you that this was chalev, or the chalev is osur, and then you forgot again and ate again, so then, this guy has about the memory I have, so then you'd be chayev on each time that you forgot, obviously, because that's there you have a different shigaga. You now forgot again, even though what you forgot again was exactly the same thing as you had forgotten the first time. So as we have to take into consideration not only differentiation in the type of shigaga, but also we look at shigaga as if it were an act of shigaga. How many shigagas did you do? That is called yediyos. So if you have a yediyah benatayim, if you find out and then you forget, then that, even if the shigaga is exactly the same as the original shigaga, you would still be chayev twice. Rashi learns that the reason that you're chayev on each Shabbos, despite the fact that these Shabbosos are separate, you forgot Shabbos, you would think that, okay, this is one Shabbos I forgot, this is another Shabbos you forgot. Rashi says that's only because you have to come on to the idea that the days in between are the equivalent of a yediyah.
Because nobody goes through a whole week without knowing what day it is. At one point, he's going to know what day it is. As soon as he knows what day it is, he's going to know what day that was. When he knows what day that was, he's going to realize it was B'chol Shabbos. So the fact that he forgot again means that it was a new Shidduchim. So you don't have to come on to the fact that each Shabbos is a different, like a different type of Shidduchim. Like you would on a Malach. Each Malach is a different type of Shidduchim. No, it's just Rashi. It's a simple thing, the idea. Mashenken, you'll say that a guy who forgot about Shabbos, so just because he goes through the week, he's gonna remember the din of Shabbos when he was sitting in a classroom that somebody was teaching him about Shabbos. Why should the days boil down to a yediyah? You wouldn't. So Rashi learns that the whole thing is not that there's really a new din of separate Shabbos, but the standard halacha of yediyah is mechalkos. And Tosfos says that doesn't make any sense because the Gemara brings rayas that the Shabbos are different. If we're learning that this is a yediyah, we don't need any rayas. We don't need a pasuk, a special pasuk, to tell me that each Shabbos has a new din. And you simply tell me, we consider Yomim Shebein HaTayim to be a Yediyah and Gandik the Maisa. So therefore, Tosfos learns there's a new halacha that doesn't have anything to do with Yediyahs. It's that each Shabbos is like a different configuration of the din of Shabbos. Merely forgot something new. Forgot this Shabbos, like you forgot this Malacha. Hayodea Shu Shabbos. If you know also that it is Shabbos, and you know the dinim of Isser of Shabbos, V'yasa Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos is Harbe, but you forgot about these things being Isser, Chayav al kol av malacha umalacha. Then you would be chayav on every single av separately. But haosem malacha zarbe mein malacha achatz in chayav al achatz achatz. Mashenkin, if the way in which you were mechal was by doing the same malacha in many different ways, which according to most Rishonim means you did the avos and the toldos of the malacha, that's considered to be doing the same thing. Nafkamina, if you do it this way, you do it that way. There's not those. It's not the maisa that makes you separate shugga. It's what you were shugging on. What were you shugging on? The yisod of the din, which is the malacha. The toldos all follow automatically. You don't know that the av is asr. Obviously, you don't know the toldos is asr. So how many shuggas did you make? One, despite the fact that you did it in many different ways. There, you're only chayav one. It means the maximum number of karbonis you could be chayav on one Shabbos would be in the afka to 39, one for each av malacha. Of course, if you remember the Megillah story. Then one of them is a problem. My time at Tana Kalal Gadol. Why is this a major general? Why isn't it just a general? You say Kalal on Rosh Shabbos. So Eli Mishum Dekaboy. Let me say Oud Kalal Acher. You'll see later on. It says, and yet there's also another rule, and that rule is not as broad as this rule. So this rule became therefore a Gadol, and the other one is just a simple rule. So then. That's why it says Klal Gadol, Tana Klal Gadol. So Gavi Shvias Nami. And that would explain by Shvias, we have the same thing. It says, first it says, Klal Gadol Amr B'Shvias. So there too, it's Mishum Dekaboy, let me say, Od Klal Acher, Tana Klal Gadol. So when we have a broader Klal in one Sugya, then a smaller Klal in that same Sugya, we'll call the broader Klal a Klal Gadol, to remember, to be able to differentiate between them. Problem is, Gavi Meiser Diktani Klal Acher, V'la Tani Klal Gadol. By Meiser, we also have a list of two Klalim, one of which is broader, and we don't call one the Klal Gadol. We just say Klal Omer B'Maiser. So that can't be the reason that every time we say two Klalim, we call the broader Klal a Klal Gadol. Omer Yossi Bar Ovin, Shabbos V'Shvias, these bu Ovos V'Toldos Tana Gadol. The reason that we're using the concept of Gadol is because it's broad, not relative to some other Klal Stam, but because it's broad in that it also talks about prototypes which have such broad applications, because they deal with Toldos as well. So in a sense, this is so Gadol that it's infinite, because I'm describing a lot of things that I couldn't even list if I wanted to. So whatever the situations are, we'll, there'll be new issues. Mashenkei Meiser, there's no such thing as Ovitz and Toldos and Meiser. By Shvias, there is Ovitz and Toldos, because things that are similar to Zriya and things that are similar to Harisha. So Mamela, it's also Gadol, because it's broader than what meets the eye. Mashenkei by Meiser, it's just a Klal Gadol. I mean, if one is slightly broader than the other. So there we don't say Klal Gadol. What about Labar Kapora, the Tani Klal Gadol B'Maiser, my Ovus and my Toldos Ika? According to Bar Kapora, why then to Bar Kapora does it say Klal Gadol there? And even though now that we're saying it's because of Ovus and Toldos, there's no Ovus and Toldos. El Alav Hainu Taimon. Gadol Oncho Shel Shabbos Yotzer Mishel Shvias. The point here is applications. That's Gadol. And it's talking about relative, not to something within the halacha, but external to the halacha. When we say Klal Gadol by Shabbos, we mean, aha, Shabbos has a broader application than other things, because even than Shvias, because Shabbos is a ben betolosh ben b'mechubar. Shabbos can apply to things that don't necessarily have to be connected to the ground. Mashenk and Shmias, the whole din of Shmias, is only on Mechub al-Karka, but on the Tolar Shalas, and Mechub al-Yisa. So that explains why Shabbos is Godel. It's Godel relative to Shmias. Shmias itself is also Godel. Because Shmias is Godel on Shmias, Yerushim Mishal Meiser. Shmias has broader application than Meiser does. The Shmias is a bein b'ma'achal adam, bein b'ma'achal b'ima. Shmias is true, it's chal on not only human consumables, but also animal food. Vilu ma'aser b'ma'achal adam isa, b'ma'achal b'ima lesa. And he came by Meiser, there's no din of Meiser ma'achal b'ima. And l'bakapora, the Tani, klal gadol b'Meiser, what would be the reason for using the gadol by Meiser according to Bar Kapora relative to what is it gadol? Gadol on shoshel ma'aser, yoter mishel pe'ah. That ma'aser has a broader application than pe'ah does. Why? Because di'ilu ma'aser isa b'te'ina v'yerek. Ma'aser would apply to te'ina. Te'ina is lav dafka te'ina, but it means trees similar to a te'ina where there are a lot of different periods in the year where you get fruits, and it's not one time in which all the fruits ripen and you can pick them. So that type of tree, te'ina and trees similar to it, are chayev in ma'aser, but they're not chayev in pe'ah. And the same thing is true by vegetables. There's no din of pe'ah on vegetables, but there is a din of pe'ah, at least min rabbanan, on vegetables. Now the reason that we don't agree with Bar Kapora is because min d'oraisa is no difference between ma'aser and pe'ah. In other words, these halachas are said over here only min rabbanan. And to say klal gadol in the way by Shvias and by Shabbos, it's a klal gadol, it meant that they're broader based, min yoraisa, they're broader based. So, Mamela, we don't want to use the same lashon by Meiser to tell me that Meiser is broader than Pei. It isn't really. The rabbanan now added also these additional things. Ditznan, klal amru b'peya. Kol shehu ochel v'nishmar v'gidulo min ha'aretz v'likita toki achas u'machniso l'kiyum chayev v'peya. The general rule of peya is that anything that is edible and is watched over, in other words, it's not hefker, and grows from the ground, and is picked all at one time, and can be stored in a storage house, that is chayev and peya. So what is this? What does each one of these imply? Well, first of all, it has to be edible. So when it says edible, that's lamute svichei satis v'kutza. I mean, of course, it means lamamayit, any non-edibles. The reason that we say specifically satis v'kutza, which are dye stuffs, is because by shvias, you're chayav on satis. Because we want to show that that is not the case by peah. Nishmar means lamute hefker, not if it's hefker. Kidulam and aretz is lamute kemein v'pitrias. Different fungi are not included because they don't grow from the ground. They only grow on the ground. Likitas of ka'achas, lamute teina, and trees similar to ena. Machnisa lekiyum, it has to be storable. Lamuta yerek, you can't store vegetables; they simply wither. Vilu gabi maaser, it's not mashenkin. By maaser, we have a klal that's much broader because there it says klal amru b'maaser, koshu ochel v'nishmar v'gidulam in aretz chayv b'maaser. All you need to be chayv b'maaser is that it should be edible, non-hefker, and grow from the ground. But ilu lekitasu ka'achas or machnisa lekiyum lo tznan. You don't need that it should be something that is picked all at once. So the mela, a te'ina would also be included. And you don't need that it should be storable, so the mela, vegetables are included. So that means that meiser is much broader than pe'er. Rabbi Shmuel, the Amr Tarvayu, masnisen betinok shenishba levein hanochrim, v'ger shenitgayir levein hanochrim, aval hikir u'belesof shachach, chayav akol Shabbos v'shabbos. When we say, says Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah, that if you forget the ikar Shabbos, so then you're only chayav one korban for all of the chilul Shabbos that you did your entire lifetime. Such a thing can only apply to someone who never knew the ikar Shabbos. But if you knew the ikar Shabbos, then we look at each Shabbos that you forgot as re-forgetting what it was that you once knew. So memela you're chayav on every Shabbos. And we wouldn't say that the case of shrichas ikar Shabbos, you forget one time ikar Shabbos, you could remember it again. So Mela, the fact that you're facing now a Shabbos, not remembering that it's a Shabbos, again you're being shochet, that's a new shigog. So where then is it possible to find the case that someone should never have heard of Shabbos? A child that was captured by Goyim and has lived his whole life as a Goy, never knew anything about Shabbos. So such a person, when he finds out, only has to bring one korban for all of the Shabbos of his machal. Or let's say a Goy becomes a ger, not among a lot of Jews. Obviously, it doesn't, Levena Nochrim doesn't mean without any Jews, because you need a Bezdin to become a Ger. But the Bezdin, it was Megayer, and didn't tell him anything about Shabbos. And they never heard of him. He wasn't in a Jewish society that he should find out. But once you knew about it, you'd be chayev on every Shabbos. Now let's see if we can fit that into the mission of Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Tanan, it says in our mission like this. HaShokheach Iker Shabbos. He forgot. Now, you only forget something that you know. Isn't that true? Lav Mechlal Da'avila Yediyah Mi'ikara. How do you forget what you never knew? Lo, Ma'ikol HaShokheach Iker Shabbos. It doesn't really mean he forgot. It means Haitash Chuach Mimenu Iker Shal Shabbos. That it was something which was never in his awareness. So we're not saying forget that which you had, but rather forgotten, meaning forsaken, forgotten about, nobody cared about, never knew about it. Okay, so now let's analyze the implications of that. So then what they would be implying would be that if you did know, he cared, ulebesov shachach, what did they say? That you're chayav al kol Shabbos b'Shabbos. So why then did our Mishnah say something so misleading? Why should the Mishnah come to tell me that if I knew Shabbos and I forgot about every particular Shabbos and I'm chayav for each Shabbos, it could have said that much stronger, much more strongly. It could have said, if you knew once about Shabbos in your life and then forgot about Shabbos, and for 10 years you forgot about Shabbos, you're still chayav on each Shabbos. Instead of telling me if you forgot that today was Shabbos, and then you forgot that the next Shabbos was Shabbos. I mean, isn't it a much more powerful way of saying it? Is that if you once knew it was Shabbos in your life, and then forgot about the din of Shabbos, you're chayav on each individual Shabbos? Then obviously, if I knew it yesterday, and I just forgot that today was Shabbos, I'm going to be chayav on every Shabbos. So why would the Mishnah say this? It should have said a much bigger chiddush. It could have said that I once knew it and then forgot it. My Hayodea Ikra Shabbos. What do you think it means? Now, Misha Hayodea Ikra Shal Shabbos. It means you once knew Ikra Shal Shabbos for Shakcha. Oh, is that true? So then you're telling me that if I hadn't forgotten Ikra Shabbos, and what did I forget? I forgot that today was Shabbos. So then you're telling me, oh, that's worse. Right? That, then you'd be Chayav in every Malacha. So then, so then let's go down to the next level in the mission. So then why did the mission say why tell me that I'm chayav for every malacha? Because I forgot specifically the malacha. Tell me something a much bigger chiddush. Tell me that I didn't forget the malacha. Forgot that today was Shabbos. Lisnei hayodea ikar Shabbos, and I'm still chayav in every malacha. And Koshikin Ho, where I actually knew it was Shabbos, I knew the dinim of Shabbos, and I forgot the particular malacha, where clearly the shkaga was only in terms of malacha, then obviously I'm going to be chayav on every single malacha. So there's no way to read our Mishnah, to read into our Mishnah what we thought that Rav and Shmuel were saying, that when we're talking about one chiyuv for a lifetime of chilul Shabbos, that we're only talking about a child that never had heard about Shabbos in his life. That's not the case. What they were saying is different. Of course the Mishnah is talking about Masnis and Kishihikir L'Besov Shachach. Our Mishnah means exactly what it says. It's not Dreyakov. It says that you knew about it, you forgot about it, that the halacha is that you bring one korban on all of your Chilul Shabbos. What Rav and Shmuel are saying is like this. Rav and Shmuel, Nami Be'ikir L'Besov Shachach Ton. They're saying the case where somebody never knew about Shabbos is the equivalent of a case of having known and forgotten about it. That even if you might have thought, look, the Torah is b'chayev you for shogeg, but it's not b'chayev you for not knowing. So therefore comes along Rav and Shmuel to say, not knowing is a shogeg. You might have thought shogeg means, by definition, having known something and then being careless about it. But you can't be careless about something that you never knew. Kamash b'lon, that ignorance is itself a shigaga. That's carelessness. Mainly you're chayav on not knowing also. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakish argue on that. And they say, Dafka hikir l'besov shachach. When does the Mishnah say that you're chayav on every Shabbos only if you once knew? Avot tinok shenishba v'ena nochrim, v'ger shenitgayer l'vena nochrim pot. If somebody never knew, then he's never chayav. So now let's see if that works out. There's a price that indicates that there's a problem here. Mesa. The Brisa says Klal Gadol Omru B'Shabbos. Kol Hashochayach Yik B'Shabbos. V'Hotzam Loch Esharve B'Shabbos Esharve. Eino Chayav Al Ha'achas. Ketzad. And I'll give you an example. For instance, Tinok Shenishvel Avin Anochrim. V'Ger Shenitgayer Ben Anochrim. V'Yatzam Lachot Arve B'Shabbatot Arve. Eino Chayav Al Ha'achas Achas. He'd only be Chayav one Chatas for all of the Shabbos, all of the various Shabbatot and all of the various Melachot that he did. He's only Chayav once. But he's also Chayav once Al Adam. And for all the dam that he's had in his life, he never kashered his meat. And once for all the chalev he's eaten on in his life that he didn't know was awesome. And once for all the avodah zarah that he worshipped in his life, all the avodah zarah achas. So when he finds out, he then has the idea that's b'chayim. Monbaz put there. Monbaz says no, you're not chayev if you didn't know. V'kach haya Monbaz dam lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Monbaz told Rabbi Akiva, look, I could show you that you're wrong. That someone who never knew is not responsible on what he didn't know. How can I show this to you? Because the whole mezid korui chote, we find in the pasuk, it says nefesh ki tekta v'shama kol Allah, and there's no ne'alam there, v'chata, because that's referring to someone who's a mezid. And the din is you bring a carbon on a mezid in the case of certain of shua zaydis. Okay, so that, and the Torah refers to that as a chote v'chata v'shoge korui chote. And then we find the din of shogeg v'asachat mishkaga and so on. So that means that the Torah is comparing shogeg to mezid. So ma mezid chaydelo yedia. Just like the only way you could possibly have a mezid is that he knew about it. Otherwise, how can you do something on purpose if you didn't know that it was awesome? Av shogeg chaydelo yedia. Then we have to say that a shogeg is also only considered to be chayav a carbon if he once knew. Just like a mezid is only chayav if he once knew. But if he never knew, he's not considered to be a shogeg at all. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva. Oh, very interesting drush you've got there, Monbaz, my friend. Areini Mosif al Dvarecha. Let me take that one step further. Let me say, Ma Mezid Shaitaya Yidya B'Shas Maisa. Just like a Mezid you had to know while you were doing it that it was Aser, because otherwise you can't be doing it on purpose. So Avshogeg Shaitaya Yidya B'Shas Maisa. So then, you're only Chayav on a Shogeg if you knew that you were doing the wrong thing at the time that you were doing it. I mean, after all, the Torah compares Shogeg to Mezid, right? On Marlo, he told, yes, absolutely. Kosh Ken Shosafta. That's a very good drasha. You're absolutely right. And the truth is, I include, under the case of Shogeg, somebody who knew what he was, Hosafta, I don't mean it's only that case, but I'm including under Shogeg, someone who knew exactly what he was doing. He says, Rabbi Akiva, what? The Dvarecha in Zekori, Shogeg El Amazed. I don't understand now, what are you talking about? So then it's not a Shogeg anymore, it's Amazed. Now later on, we'll see what Monbaz was talking about. It turns out that what Monbaz was really saying was a tremendous chiddush. That somebody who did a chait knowing it was usher, but not knowing that in doing this chait I'd be chayav a carbon if I was doing it b'shogeg, is considered to be doing it b'shogeg and it's chayav a carbon. Right. But anyway, he can know about what he was doing. It's still be a shogeg according to Monbaz. So it's very nice. So I trapped you into this. You were mosif on my drosha. It's an excellent osafa. It's a wonderful pshat. In any event, we do see katani mia that ketzad tino. Then Raisa gives an example of Tinok, Shenishvel Avin Akum, and that is an example of somebody who's chai of one carbon for all, which is exactly what Rav and Shmuel said, and exactly the opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish said. So what's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish going to do? It's a bishlam of Rav and Shmuel Necha. Hello, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Kasha. Amri Lecha, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, I don't understand what your problem is. Lav Mi'ikam Monbaz Depota, but you don't like Monbaz for some reason. Anand Amrinikam Monbaz. We like Monbaz. So therefore, you're saying it's a machlokas tanaim. Very nice. We're going to Monbaz Shita, and Rav and Shmuel are going according to Rabbi Akiva Shita. My time at the Monbaz. Where does Monbaz get the halacha from that there's really a comparison? Where does he say? I mean, it can't be that he stam finds that both of them are called chet. I mean, because obviously they're not the same. Monbaz also agrees that you can't say shogeg and mezid are identical. So you can't make opinion out between shogeg and mezid. I mean, what's Monbaz really referring to? Monbaz is referring to a hekesh that the Torah itself makes. V'chsiv Torah achas yelachem lo oseh b'shkaga, and then right afterwards it says v'nefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad ramah. So hikish shogeg l'mezid. The Torah is coming to tell you that you have to learn whatever you can of shogeg out of mezid, which teaches you that ma mezid shaitalo yidiya av shogeg shaitalo yidiya. That just like it, you needed at least to have known once if you were amazed, not to mention that you even know about it now, so to a shogeg had to at least have known once in order to be considered careless. Now, Rashi learns that what Monbaz is saying is that an Omer Mutter is an Onus. And his Mokar is the Gemara that we learned together in Makos, where it says there that somebody who doesn't know the Din Ratzicha Omer Mutter is considered to be an Onus. If he's an Onus, the Torah was never Mechayev, you a Korban on an Onus. Tosef says that, look, if that's the case, then why are we bringing Psukim? You need what do you mean a pasuk for to be magdir what shogeg is? We know that an onus is part. Onus rachman apatre. If it's a svara that an omer mutter is an onus, and that I can't say, look, the guy didn't know what he's supposed to do. I mean, that's an onus. Then the Torah says, nara lo tasa davar, it's potter. So it can't be that an omer mutter is onus, says Tosus. And also says Tosus, besides, the Gemara Makis doesn't seriously mean that an omer mutter is an onus. I never knew it was us to kill anybody. Gosh. So, but the Gemara is just saying over there that if it's a question of what is similar to shogeg or is more similar to mazid, it was analyzing. It wasn't saying that it's bechlal not wouldn't be included in a mice of an adam, which is what onus means. The Tosfos disagrees. It's a new chiddush that the Torah is defining to us the extent of the shkaga that I'm making yuchayev on. There's no question that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. It's not that you're an onus. You're still careless for not having found out what it is that you have to do. The Torah wasn't Mechayev a carbon on that type of carelessness, according to Monbaz. But there's nobody who's going to say this is similar to the case of Lanara Lota Sedava. Rabbanan Hay Torah Chas Mayavdi. Hey, that's a pretty good grosha that Monbaz has got there. The Torah is putting together Hoseh B'Yad Ramah with Hoseh B'Shkoga. What do they say? What does that mean? Miboyle. They need it for very important drosha. Like in a makri le Rav Yeshua ben Levi lebrei, as once Rav Yeshua ben Levi was reading over the Torah and teaching it to his son, so he was reading like this: Torah achas yelachem lo sebishkaga. And then it goes on. It says, "V'chi sishgu v'lo tasu et kol hamitzvos ha'ela." And kol hamitzvos ha'ela, we've learned out elsewhere that means avodah zarah, because only avodah zarah is the equivalent of kol hamitzvos all at one time. It's like a kofer in kol ha'Torah kula. And then it says, a nefesh asher taseh biyad ramah, that you're also going to be chayev, this is something that you're going to be chayev in nichrasa nefesh ayitzes. From there we learn out a very important thing. Because there's many, many lavim in the Torah. So any time that somebody is over in any of these lavim, let's say he eats basar b'chala, is he chayev to bring a korbachat, is he eating basar b'chala? Therefore the Torah comes to tell me, look, kolam mitzvos means avodah zarah. And the Torah is magdir, what type of avodah zarah? The type of avodah zarah that if you would have done biyad ramah, and nefesh hayetzeh biyad ramah, v'nichrasa nefesh hayetzeh, then I'm telling you that there's a Torah achas lo'aseh b'shkaga. There's one Torah to anyone who does a shogeg of that type. A shogeg which if I had done b'mezid, I would have been chayev korasan. But a shogeg of something like basar b'chala, that had I done it b'mezid, I would have just been over a lav and gotten malchus. No karan. I'm not chayev to bring a karban chatas for. And it is, you're right, 100%. This pasuk is coming to be magdir, the definition of shogeg in terms of the din of chi of chatas. But it's not coming to tell me that a shogeg and a mezid is the same thing. It's coming to tell me what type of shogeg, the type of shogeg that were it a mezid, would have a din of karas. Nothing to do with Mombaz's drasha. To teach we mala alan davar shechayavin as dono karetu shikigoto chata. And tomorrow we'll try to figure out what Monbaz meant when he told Rabbi Akiva that it's a wonderful drasha to say that every shogeg should know precisely what he's doing at the moment.